and more attractive offers out there. So is the view that this could accelerate the availability, if you like, of low fixed rate and tracker rate deals?
Yes, like you say, rates have been coming down and we're seeing some quite competitive deals now, sort of back to below 4%. But the problem really has been the lack of those deals. I think this is hoped to make those sorts of rates more widely available. But still, I think borrowers who have small deposits, who are looking to take out mortgages at big loan-to-values, and particularly first-time buyers, there's still some question over how much benefit they could see from this, because lenders still don't want to take on additional risks and they are still fearful of further property price falls.
For first-time buyers, Charlene, I was looking this week at a release from one estate agent who seemed to think that you would still need a 20% deposit. Is that likely to carry on this year? Is that how much I'd need to save?
Yes, I think that will carry on. I don't think that's showing any signs of coming down. The proposals for the government as well are limited to the highest rated debt. I think the only way that is going to change is if the government really floods the market with new finance.
I suppose the flip side of any easing of credit would be that savers might get not quite such a good deal if institutions don't need to attract retail deposits?
That seems to have been the one saving grace of the savings rates that we've seen around. While the interest rate from the Bank of England came down, savings rates also plummeted. But they retained a slightly higher level than we might expect, just because the banks are still so desperate to get their hands on funding. So they were offering these quite fairly good rates, 4%, a little bit above 4%, some fixed rates.
Now, Steve, looking at the way the market has reacted, and Charlene's alluded to this, if you're a shareholder in RBS, the idea of getting a 4% return on your money that Elaine's just mentioned would be the stuff of fantasy. RBS shares have just plummeted and have been doing so for months.
Yes, indeed, Matthew. I mean, 4%, whether that would be a capital return, that would be nice, but so would be those all too